Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. It is December 3rd, 7:54 a.m. Central Standard Time over here in Austin, Texas. Good morning to you if you're checking in this morning or whatever time zone that you're in. I'm wishing you an amazing day. For me, I just dropped off my child, my oldest son Solomon, from school, and it was one of the hardest things that I had to do. My legs are so sore that it hurt so bad getting in the car and getting out of the car. It's like my brain says, oh yeah, just get in the car and then get out of the car, right? My brain says that, and then my body looks like a newborn giraffe just being born. My legs are all shaky. I can barely move. Everything hurts. Even reaching forward hurts. I just did 2 days of extremely brutal muscle-building workouts. And it's so funny because if you're in shape and you're working out regularly, you would look at my workout log. You go like, seriously, is that all you're doing? Yesterday, I did about 21 sets total of exercises, just two different exercises, seated cable rows and Romanian deadlifts. That's it. But you know what? It's the first workout that I've done in close to 5 months. Yeah, that's right. I let myself go. Check out the previous episode just prior to this, and I explained to you why I did that and what's going on with that. But anyway, the idea is I'm going to be building as much muscle as humanly possible while staying lean over the next 28 days. Well, I guess at this point it's 26 more days, just to show the world how easy you could do it, how quickly you could build muscle on a vegan diet, and how simple it can be. You don't have to get complicated with your workouts. It can be really, really simple to get all the results. In fact, blow away the results that a lot of your friends might be able to get, even on meat. So anyway, what do you do? What do you do when you're in a situation like mine where every part of your body hurts? I mean, there really isn't anything that doesn't hurt right now on the main muscle groups. My upper body, my chest and shoulders freaking kill right now. Oh my gosh, my pecs, just to the touch, they're so tender. And I'm kind of going through the motion of doing some presses. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to do those today. We'll have to see. Definitely the back of my body hurts really bad. Yesterday I did 12 sets of seated cable rows, pyramiding up and pyramiding right back down. That means that starting with something I can do a high number of repetitions with, I did 40 reps for my first set, way too easy. So I moved up by about 30 pounds, and I hit failure at 22 and then just kept adding more weight incrementally all the way until I got to the point where I couldn't do more than 2 reps at 200 pounds. And then I worked my way back down, decreasing the weight. And then I did the same thing with Romanian deadlifts with dumbbells. And considering that, now I've got, the day before that, I did squats and I did bench presses. And my legs hurt more today than they did yesterday, which typically happens. I guess it's usually the second day after it's been a while, after a really good workout. The second day is where it hurts the most, even more than the first day. And they're just dead. There's no way I'm going to be doing squats today. I can't even stand up out of a chair right now without wobbling. And same with bench presses. Even when I reach forward, my rear delts are killing me right now. They're so sore. And I think the only thing I've got left on my body that doesn't feel like it's been overtrained in any way, I don't mean overtrained, but oversore, would be my biceps and my triceps and my calves. And I guess my abs too. So in a situation like mine, when you're so sore, and if you're following along and you're part of my Vegan Muscle Project right now, you've enrolled in that, then we've already done our live training. I talked about the four basic moves, the four primary lifts that's going to put on all the mass that you want. You have a couple options right now. If you're so sore that you can't do any of those four basic lifts, that's a squat, that's the press, that's a row, and that's a deadlift, or any variation of those, then you can choose to make today a fat loss day, which is something I go over in detail in the 10-day tummy tightener, or you can do a supplementary muscle building workout today where you would concentrate on the smaller body parts, which do get exercised when you're doing the main four lifts. But if you want to put more emphasis in them, this is why we call it supplementary, because it's not necessary, but it's supplementary. And it'll help you achieve a higher level of detail in those parts. Like, for example, I've got my biceps, which are nice. They're in great shape right now. They're not sore. And my triceps, they're also not sore. And I've also got my calves and my abdominals. So if I wanted to, if building up my muscles was the greatest priority right now, then I'm going to decide to spend today on giving my biceps, triceps, calves, and abs the most intense muscle building workout that I possibly can. And my eating regimen would also reflect that for muscle building. So I would not change a thing about my eating plan. That means I'm going to be eating as much as humanly possible, all whole foods, all day long today, so that I'm constantly full. Now, the other alternative is this. If you want to stay really, really lean, if your goal is to drop body fat percentage just as quickly as you're building up muscle, then what you want to do is today would be a perfect opportunity for you to do a fat loss day. So you would do two things. You would exercise in a way that burns as much fat as humanly possible. So in the 10-day tummy tightener, I give you two different options for that. I give you a high-intensity interval cardio training routine, which is the first volume of my Turbo Shred Fat Killer program. So that means that all you do is you choose any form of cardio. It could be running, it could be rowing, it could be spin biking, it could be swimming if you wanted to. All you have to do is have some way to play some music. Your iPod works great for that. And I'll guide you through the entire interval training for 30 straight minutes. The other thing you can do too is you can perform one of the resistance routines, which are body weight workouts. It high intensity calisthenics with the same intervals built in so that your heart rate or your entire cardiovascular system goes through the same exact thing, except it distributes the resistance across different muscles as opposed to the same muscles when you're doing regular cardio. So if you do that and you combine that with a fat loss eating strategy, which would mean same amount of protein that you normally would have during your muscle building days, or maybe a little bit less, so that you'll be fine to maintain what you've got, and far fewer total carbohydrates. So that means definitely eliminating all your processed carbohydrates, no sugars that are not natural. You would minimize your fruit intake as well, so you'd be higher on the protein, higher on the omega-3s, believe it or not. So that means your flax seeds and chia seeds, totally cool. But you would be getting almost all your carbohydrates from as much whole food green sources as possible. So to make it real simple, I'm going to be eating a lot of kale today, tons and tons and tons of kale. And to make sure that I'm never hungry, I'm going to be eating a lot of it. So I'm going to be taking advantage of my Vitamix blender and blending up kale smoothies. And I'm also going to use my pot and steam. I love steaming kale because I can put an entire half giant Econo bag into my pot and steam it, and then it wilts it down into about three or four bowls, which is really manageable. I'm able to shovel that into my system and derive all the nutrients from it. And that's pretty much it. I may supplement with protein powder. I may not. We'll see. It really depends on how much whole foods that I'm going to get. I got a question the other day about how much protein are you getting every single day? Well, you know, the last time that I did this type of transformation, I did the 3-meal a day system that I created, and I was able to put on 10 pounds after four weeks, and I only got an average of about 90 to 110 grams of protein total. So if I can manage to get around that much just from the whole foods, I'm not even going to bother supplementing with protein. And since it's a fat loss day, I don't even need that much to be able to not only maintain and continue to build the muscle I have, because yesterday I did about 95 or so grams of protein just from whole foods alone. I'm going to be just fine with even a little bit less. You'll see. I know it sounds unbelievable because you've probably been taught you got to have a gram of protein for every pound of muscle that you have, or even more than that. Or maybe you learned that you got to have at least 1 gram for every kilo of body weight that you have on your body. But I found that when it comes to eating a vegan diet, it requires even less to be able to build a sensational amount of muscle. Don't ask me why that works. I don't even care why it works. All I know is that it does. So try it for yourself. See what kind of results that you get. What really matters is that you're training intensely enough to create the environment in your body so that muscle tissue can grow and flourish and utilize all that awesome vegan protein. So whatever your goal is, you got one of two goals. If your primary purpose and what you want to achieve over the next few weeks is building muscle, Make today a muscle building day. Work out all of those muscles that are still fresh and still good to go. If you want to get nice and lean while building muscle, really lean, that means you're going to build muscle not as fast, but you're still going to build muscle. But for you, also getting a nice, tight, shredded six-pack, getting even more definition is more important for you than make today a fat loss day. All right? If you have any questions, feel free to connect with us over at our Facebook fan page. Go over to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. We got a whole ton of stuff over there. I'm putting little hints and previews about what we're doing over in our private muscle group. And by the way, we do have some room left for that if you want to jump in on it. This is only day three. If you enroll today in the Vegan Muscle Project, you just go to veganmuscleproject.com. If you enroll in that, then you can join in on the accountability. Now, this is a free gift that you're going to get. So everybody who's ever purchased the Vegan Muscle Project program, where you get the program that I just described right now about how to build a whole lot of muscle really easily, really simply on a vegan diet, you're also going to get Tori Washington's competition mass program too, so that when you build a whole lot of mass and you want to really get into the fine details, then you've got that program too that Tori uses for himself to be able to get himself in great shape for his competition. I mean, he is, after all, the most winning male vegan bodybuilder in the world right now. So I'd say it's pretty solid advice. But if you enroll in that right now, you can get this accountability train. That means you get to work with me. I'm going to coach you. I'm going to look over everything you send me every single day in the group. And you just see how all the cool stuff that's being posted up. Everybody's posting their meals, showing exactly what they eat. And I'm able to help them refine that a little better so that they can get better results. I'm showing everything that I'm eating and I'm putting up. And I'm showing my workouts and everything. So there's a lot of support, a lot of motivation. It's really hard to fall back when you've got a community like that supporting you. You'll see what I mean. But anyway, I'm giving that for free. That's on the house. That's not what you would normally get with this program. So I'm doing this as a special gift for the holidays to help as many people get as huge as they possibly can during the holidays. I mean, shoot, let's just face it. You're going to eat a lot of calories over the next few weeks because of all the holiday parties and celebrations and stuff. And a lot of people get fat, but you know what? You don't have to. You don't have to get fatter. Why not get muscular? Why not get even stronger instead? Because if you're going to eat those extra calories anyway, you might as well let those calories go to building more tissue, muscle tissue for you rather than fat. Doesn't that make sense? And by the way, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to get nice and strong and big, especially on a vegan diet. So that's it. If you haven't already, also download your free, my vegan muscle book, which is a free how to build vegan muscle successfully on a 100% plant-based diet. You can get that at veganbodyrevolution.com. You'll see the link on the right. You can also go to veganmusclebook.com. It takes you to the same exact place. And go ahead, download it, read it, and I'll show you exactly how I built 10 pounds of muscle in 28 days. All right, that's it. Hope to see you on the Facebook group. My name is Thomas Tadlock. I want to thank you for tuning in today, and I will catch you on the next podcast.